I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. The state has mental health parity laws, but some say those in need are still being denied proper coverage. A proposal would require the state's Department of Insurance to communicate policy coverage for mental health or addiction treatments. Brianna Lance is a spokesperson for the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association. She's concerned about a part of the bill that would remove prior authorization requirements for medication.
There are ways that prior auths are used for safety reasons in terms of making sure that people are not being overprescribed or are not filling prescriptions before they should be refilled.
The measure would require the Auditor General to conduct compliance reviews and report the findings to the General Assembly annually. It is yet to be voted on outside of committee. In other news, a deal is underway to sell Illinois' third highest-grossing casino. Dave McKinney reports that could benefit Democratic gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker.
Nevada-based Eldorado Resorts announced Monday a $327.5 million deal for the Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin. It's co-owned by Chicago's Pritzker family and MGM Resorts. J.B. Pritzker's campaign confirmed he holds a 1% overall stake in the casino, making his potential payout $3.27 million pending Illinois Gaming Board approval. State records show the Grand Victoria grossed $168.7 million last year. Up until 2011, the Grand Victoria had been Illinois' most dominant casino, but its financial heft slipped with the opening of the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines and legalization of video gaming machines. This is Dave McKinney.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced it will not hear an appeal by imprisoned former Governor Rod Blagojevich. His corruption convictions include seeking to trade for campaign cash an appointment to the Senate seat Barack Obama vacated to become president. The Supreme Court offered no explanation for its decision. It's the second time in 2 years the justices declined. Blagojevich's lawyers argue the court should take up the case to clarify blurry lines between what constitutes legal and illegal political fundraising. Blagojevich began serving his 14-year prison sentence in 2012. His scheduled release date is 2024. And Starved Rock State Park is struggling to keep up with the more than 10 million people who visited in the last 4 years. The facilities and trails in Utica are not equipped to handle the traffic, according to Kerry Novak, the park's superintendent. He tells the News Tribune the park faces a growing maintenance budget that's difficult to support. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As the opioid crisis continues across the country, a Peoria man was recently a part of a study on whether non-narcotic pain medicine can help after surgery. Rob Buck had colon surgery. He chose non-opioid pain medication treatment, which he says was successful. Another part of that effort, according to the Vice President for Pharmacy for OSF Healthcare, Jerry Storm, says is educating providers on changing the way they prescribe opioids.
Educating that opioids for mild to moderate pain isn't the first line of treatment. You look for first line of treatment to be these alternative type therapies. That may not even be drugs. It might just be physical therapy.
The State Department of Public Health has launched an opioid data dashboard. They say it's an innovative way to access data on opioid overdoses and deaths. Public Health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says it includes information on the rate that opioids are being prescribed.
We are hoping that law enforcement, other health departments, communities, organizations, activists can all use this data. By looking at it to see what trends are impacting their communities, it can go down to the county level as well as the zip code level.
The interactive website details how many overdoses there have been in certain areas and how many people have died. Arnold says local leaders can use that information to come up with ways to fight opioid abuse. I'm Jennifer Fuller.